There's also, if you're really interested in the details of it, there's a website together with the DTIC website that was mentioned that Pauline has up for Minerva. I test drove it. It looks very nice. I think it'll get populated with more and more information in the short term. But there is, for the ones that are interested, a discussion of doing business with DOD. How do you do business with DOD? A lot of folks in the physical sciences and engineering community get this as part of their graduate education. Their PhDs, advisors, PhDs, advisors, PhDs, advisors, PhDs, advisor did business with DOD in the physical sciences and engineering. In the social sciences, the same is true. Many of our current PhD grantees, their advisors, 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 advisors did business with DOD. Somewhere between about then in the 60s and about now, the physical scientists and engineers had a continuum of passing that down as part of their mentorship of their PhD students. We would like to get the social scientist at that same point where it passed down generationally, how do you do business with DOD? Two things that matter. It's not a quirk, it's not a difference, it's just two things that matter about doing business with DOD. As someone that spent most of my career, most of my life writing proposals, I have the deepest respect for the amount of time that's put into writing a proposal. In DOD, our philosophy is you should only write a full proposal if your chances of getting funded are very good. The BAA that went out had a Category 5, which was other. About 50% of the total white papers that came in were in other. It would not be a wise investment of those 100 or so PIs to each devote, at least for me, what usually wound up being several hundred hours to write a seriously winning proposal. If the chances are that there's only enough money in the kitty to fund two or three. So, two things you need to know about doing business with DOD. White papers matter, and the success rate of being invited from a white paper to a full proposal is slim. That's the nature of the game. The full proposals to being selected for an awardee, the success rate is quite high. If you're going to be asked to go from the white paper to the full proposal stage, you should take it seriously. You shouldn't spend 20 or 30 hours one weekend throwing something together and saying, gee, you know, it's a 1 in 100 chance. No, you should look at it as though you have passed through the opportunity that 70, 80, 90% of your colleagues didn't, and the chances are now quite good. No guarantee. We're not going to fund every one of them. We never do. But 1 in 2, 1 in 3, 1 in 4, something of that ilk, far, far better odds than you'll get with any other funding agency in town. Those are the two things you need to know about how we go about getting from the initial call for ideas to who the awardees are in the end. I think that covers the questions that I specifically wanted to try to address here and save about 10 minutes or so for other questions that anyone might have. Please.